A pair of interceptions returned for touchdowns, part of a three-turnover day for Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. The Jags fell to a record of 1-7, 27-13 loss to the Dolphins in Week 8. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman. Let's get right to it. 17 Dolphins points off three Jaguars turnovers, the two pick sixes from Blake Bortles. Then he fumbled the ball away. They drove down for a field goal. But what's up with Blake, and how do you fix this?
Well, I think he's taking a step back, and that's typically a sign of a rookie where you kind of get up and down and you have the inconsistencies. You know, he's got to find a way to get back to being consistent. And the thing that's probably most disappointing is that the last 2 weeks they've had a really good running game to provide balance for a young quarterback, and he hasn't been able to find it. But he will.
Defensively, they're playing their tails off on that side of the ball.
Really good.
And really held the Dolphins down most of the day. A couple of starters out, forced three and outs in the first half. They sacked Tannehill three different times in the game. But it's a lot to ask of those guys to keep doing this over and over and over again.
Well, you got to score some points offensively. And defensively, they can't just have a shutout each and every week. I mean, the defense has been tremendous. JT Thomas had an excellent game replacing Paul Posluszny. Dwayne Grotz had an excellent game replacing Alan Ball. Ryan Davis, even though he didn't really fill the role of Andre Branch, stepped his game up and had two sacks. I mean, so that's exactly what you want. You know, the old next man up philosophy, they played it to a T. Now the offense needs to do its part.
Special teams an issue again. Josh Scobie had a field goal block for the third time this year. There was another field goal taken off the board with a holding call. A missed field goal in the Jags' favor was overturned with an offside, but he still missed the field goal. What's up with the field goal unit?
Well, I think it's got to start with protection. You know, up front, they have to be better. The block earlier in the year on the long attempt to win the game at Tennessee was a result of being a little bit soft in protection. Now, you've got to find a way to be stouter up in front, because right now they're not stout. In my opinion, I think they were fortunate that they didn't have another two blocked as far as during that game yesterday. So that has to get better clearly, because right now every team in the National Football League that the Jaguars are going to play are seeing that, and they're going to be coming 100 miles an hour.
And when the Jags' offense is struggling on their own to get points, those special teams points are even more critical.
Oh, it's critical. I mean, when you're averaging less than 20 points a game or whatever it may be for the Jaguars' offense, every point counts. You have to have things that you can count on. Josh Scobie has been something that you've been able to count on for a long time. Josh needs to be better, and the protection needs to be better.
Let's hear from Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton, who says seeing Blake Bortles develop takes a little bit of patience.
Okay, let's understand something about Blake Bortles from this very early point in his career. The guy isn't going to stop. Bortles throws the ball down the field. It's what he does. And tight coverage doesn't bother him, and it shouldn't. Remember back in September when Chad Henne was still the quarterback? He held the ball too long and was sacked. Didn't move the offense, didn't make plays. Gus Bradley said then that the coaching staff wanted him to take more chances. But that's not who Chad is, and that's why he isn't the guy. Bortles will take him. He isn't a veteran backup who wants to hold on to the starting job as long as he can. He's a rookie with big dreams about the kind of player he wants to be. He probably knows Babe Ruth became the home run king in baseball by striking out more often than he hit the ball. But Babe kept swinging. He probably also knows that Michael Jordan made some of the most memorable shots in basketball history, but that he missed more game-winning shots than he made. By the way, can you name any of those? Peyton Manning has thrown more touchdown passes than any quarterback in NFL history, 513. But as a rookie, he threw 28. It happens. In 1996, during his best season in Jacksonville, Mark Brunell threw 20, but he led the NFL in passing yards and the Jaguars to the AFC Championship game. It happens. Bortles can't get to where he wants to be, playing his best football, without making some mistakes. But he has to learn from them, and he will. We have to be patient and let him learn from them. Will you?
You know, speaking of Bortles, we got calls in the post game last night from angry fans. Shocking.
Imagine that.
But one of the questions was, how long is the leash for Blake Bortles? There is no leash, right?
No, he's got free reign of the backyard. You know, Blake Bortles right now, you just got to let him fight through it and let him work through it. That's what good young quarterbacks do, and that's what he will do.
And that's what the season's going to be about for sure. Who you got on Jaguars All Access tonight?
JT Thomas, who had an outstanding game, leading that defense in replacement of Paul Posluszny.
Tonight at 7 on Channel 4.
And let me add something here. We're going to take a look at the pick sixes, why they happen for Blake Bortles on the film room.
That's something you'll want to watch tonight. Sam Kovarich, Jeff Loggeman on Channel 4, 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have all the post-game coverage today right here on Jaguars.com. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.